Thank you for choosing Urge Top Fiber. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Trevor Brown. I had just received a text from Urge Top Fiber saying that my order had been completed. I pre-ordered services because they had said that they were going to be provided to my apartment soon. I was just wondering if that text meant that they're now available or...
So it looks like for your location, just to verify a few bits of information to make sure I'm in the right account. Sure. Trevor, can you tell me what is your service address?
45 Birch Street, apartment 3E, Kingston, New York.
Thank you very much for that, Trevor. What is the email address we have on file?
It's Trevor Brown, my first and last name, .dev@gmail.com.
Thank you, and thank you for verifying the spelling of your name as well. So it looks like what that is going on is apparently it looks like we just started doing all of our, essentially it's what we call micro trenching with the laying of cable on the ground. I don't know why you get a text message stating that, oh, hey, your order is complete when we're doing it. Unless it's saying that if you just signed up for service, did you just sign up for service?
I signed up yesterday morning.
Okay, let me look and see what we got for text messages to you.
I just received, woohoo, your order's been completed and countdown to fiber has begun.
Okay, so that's just a confirmation of your order. So all that's saying is thank you for signing up, signing up for service and getting ready for the installation.
Gotcha, that makes sense. I was just curious because it was, a day after I'd signed up, so I thought it was for a different purpose.
Sometimes the text messages take a little bit longer. You should have also received an email address at your trevorbrown.dev@gmail.com, mm-hmm. as well as a link that's inviting you to enroll in your online account, which will give you access to all of your account-specific details and the ability to upgrade services on your own time if you want to. I don't think you will, because it looks like you're on our 2-gig plan.
Yeah, I work from home, and I've been stuck with Spectrum, which sucks.
I understand. All right, but no, it looks like it's just a confirmation of your of the order status. Essentially, it's the same message you got from that you would have received in your email. It's just because you elected to receive text alerts as well. That's why you're getting that message.
Gotcha. That makes sense. So you said that they're trenching the cable now. I was curious if you had an idea of an ETA for when service would be available. I know there's a general 90 days or so.
So for your address, the service is going to be available October 25th at the earliest. As a quick question, because you are renting, did you provide details for your landlord or property manager?
I did not. Is that something I need to do?
That we are, because you are in what we call an MDU. It's pretty much it's a multi-door unit. Mm-hmm. We do need to have that information. So real quick, just because I know they're going to ask me for it later, they'll ask us for it later. I want to make sure they have this information as well. I'm going to copy down. Do you know what the name of your apartment complex is?
Yes, it's the Royal Gardens at Kingston. They were, years ago, they were formerly called the Sunset Gardens, if you see listings for that.
We'd probably see it as a Royal Gardens. What's the name of your property manager?
Good question. I believe Jessica? Yes.
All right. And what's a good contact phone number for them?
So the phone number that I have is just their general line.
That's perfectly fine. Properties. That's perfectly fine. We'll give them a call, because what's going to happen is we give them a call saying, hey, we're looking to put in service at this address. Is that okay with you? And as soon as the property manager / landlord gives their permission, we go from there. So what's that phone number you have?
Gotcha. So it's 845.
Mm-hmm.
285
mm-hmm.
1200.
Thank you much for that, Trevor. I'll make sure that information gets passed along to our team that deals with, you know, our contact with property managers and everything so that they can give them a call.
Awesome. So they have complexes in several towns. So mm-hmm. you're going to want to navigate to the Kingston complex.
That's yeah, I, so what I did is, so they have that information. They'll have your name, your street location, not exactly your apartment location, but your street location at least. So they know that, hey, we're trying to reach the Royal Gardens at Kingston on 45 Birch Street in Kingston, and they'll know exactly which property we're talking about.
Gotcha. Awesome.
All right, Trevor, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Nope, that's it. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Thank you for calling us here at Archtop Viper. If you have any issues, go ahead and give us a call. We'll be giving you a call on or about the 24th, since the 25th is a Saturday. We're going to want to make sure we get those calls in before the weekend as that comes along, so we can get you scheduled at the end of October for your installation.
Perfect. Now, actually, that brings a question. Mm-hmm. Do I need any sort of special equipment? Because I have my own modem and router.
So we do provide fiber optic cabling for all of our locations. So we use what's known as an ONT gateway, which is a specific one for our fiber services, which can handle our 2 gig speeds. So if you don't have a fiber optic based modem, because most of them that people have are like coaxial cabling, we don't operate off of coaxial cable, which is the copper cable.
I believe I do have coaxial, the one you screw into the back.
Yes, and we don't have that kind. We use a direct fiber optic line.
Okay, so that must mean that you would probably have to come into like my apartment itself and install that. Wouldn't you like to have to run
that's,
an access point?
That's for the installation that we're doing. That's part of the installation process. So yes, we would. We might not have to. They, as part of the process with your property manager, our technicians will discuss how we will get service routed to every single apartment. And much like when you had your Spectrum installed for the first time at that location, a technician did have to come in to make sure that everything was set up properly. It's the same process.
Yeah. So, sorry, I'm just interested in all this stuff. I'm a software engineer, so this stuff's kind of cool. So the fiber optic cable, is that only because I have specifically 2 gig? Like if I had 1 gig, would coaxial still work?
No, actually our entire network is full fiber.
Gotcha.
That's also why we have a symmetrical upload and download speed, unlike most coaxial cablings where they can only receive so much information from their devices and provide so much. We have a symmetrical throughput for both upload and download speeds.
Gotcha. Awesome. That's really good to know. Spectrum goes out like all the time, at least once a month I have outages, and I'm really excited. I appreciate your time.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Well, thank you. Like I said, thanks for calling us here at Archtop Fiber, and we will be giving you a call towards the end of October.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
All right. Have a good one, Trevor, and happy weekend.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.